here a little bit closer to home, we have our meteorologist, our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman, standing by. And Rob, so glad you could join us this morning on June 1st, because we know what that means.
We do. It's the annual report. It seems strange that it's been so long since a hurricane has had a big impact on the South Shore, and this is the start of the season.
Now, the season, now, correct me if I get the dates wrong. It usually runs, what, through November? But I think you said in the past around September 10th, that seems to be the height of when things may are more likely to happen. Is that correct?
Exactly correct. That's right. We've had, you know, named storms in the Atlantic before June 1st. We've had them after November 30th. But for our part of the world, here in southern New England, history shows us that it's mid to late August, especially around Labor Day through the first couple of weeks of September, and that can linger into early October. The great New England hurricane of 1938 was on September 21st.
Now, what about the, they usually put out a prediction about how many named storms we'll have this year. Are they looking at an average season, less than average, more than average?
Average.
And how many is that? About a dozen named storms?
Just about, yeah, 12, 15, something like that for named storms.
Okay. And then what about, I know that we, let me just jump aside here for a second. I know that we've talked in the past. Now, these are the official named storms. When you hear about other storms outside of hurricane season named, that's just made up stuff by the Weather Channel, correct? These are actual.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's. I figured that's kind of a marketing thing. These are actual named storms, and I know that we've spoken in the past, you know, about the impact that that hurricane in 1938 had. You said it's just a matter of time before we get hit by another big, big storm like that.
That was a Category 3, perhaps a Category 4 hurricane. It took down, and just, you know, think of how much disruption it causes when a few trees or tens of trees come down, or even a few hundred trees, and we can lose power in parts of the South Shore for a week, 2 weeks. That storm took down tens of millions of trees.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just thinking about, well, a week ago today, we had one pole go down on the street, and all the power went off on this street. But your best advice for preparing for hurricane season, Rob?
Every year we say the same thing. We don't know, you know, exactly what storm will form and how it will come up to southern New England. Remember, we are not in the tropics. We are far from the tropics. And that was the case back in September of 1938. There was no real warning for what happened when that 1938 Great Hurricane came up and hit near Providence, just to the west, and just did so much damage, disruption, 600 deaths. So the idea is to be prepared. We know this will happen. It happens regularly throughout our history, generally about 100-150-year interval for a major hurricane to hit southern New England. So you really need to know your evacuation route, what you'll do if there's a hurricane warning issued, the maximum storm surge, what that means for your location, how safe your home is now, what your insurance will cover. And stay tuned right here to WATD.
That's right. Thank you so much. And, of course, we will keep you posted with any kind of weather you need to know about with our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.